Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kamari Lassiter, Jimmy Ward, we already knew, but those two, they're already announcing that potentially they're going to be sidelined. And we'll see, I'm guessing a little bit later on when the injury report comes out, there will be more definitive no. But that is something we looked at yesterday and feared from a Texans perspective. And this here is saying it looks like Neville Hewitt and Jake Hansen have been playing with the first team as linebackers, Clint. And that looks like that's the direction they'll probably have to go, Clint, without Toa Toa and Alshire. Tough to deal with this team they're playing.
Well, it's tough to deal with anytime, really. I mean, you're missing your top three linebackers in a two linebacker system, and I mean that's scary. And then as we talked about yesterday, what is it? Is it Phillips?
Phillips is a relatively
unknown, but he's banged up as well, and not that he would start, but he would damn sure be a guy that's in the rotation. And so not only are you down your top three, your three most talented linebackers in a two-linebacker system, but you also have a guy that would be, at this point, a serious role player. He's injured as well. So now you're down the depth chart to your fourth and fifth best linebackers, and really guys that are on the team because they also play special teams and play special teams well. And not only are you two of those guys, you're thin in the rotation. And hopefully DeShaun Phillips is back and can go. And hopefully when he does go, that whatever's banged up there isn't a problem in this game. I think it was a hip, if I remember correctly. Hopefully that's better. But yeah, I mean, you're talking about facing one of the best run attacks in all of football. I said it yesterday. The Baltimore Ravens are about 40 to 50 yards better than the next best run attack in the NFL in terms of yards per game on the ground. And so they're not in the Baltimore Ravens class, but they are in the class of the 49ers, the Detroit Lions. They are in the class of some of the more physical downhill run football teams, and they've got dudes, right?
They come from that system with the 49ers where they want to run the football.
They
want to run it.
And they got dudes. And so they've got a great play caller that when you get a balanced attack, it's not just run pass. It's all complementary to each other. It's all tied together. The actions, the formations, the motions, they're all tied together for a reason. It's not an offensive coordinator out there. It's just running plays and picking out of a hat and let's use this motion this time. It's all tied together. There's a method to the madness. And at the end of the day, man, this is one of them offenses that's going to pose a real challenge, even if you had your frontline starters. And not having them LBs is going to be a problem Saturday.
Speaking of that, Matt Burke, the defensive coordinator for the Houston Texans, he spoke yesterday as the coordinator spoke. And we didn't know at that time that they were going to be without. We didn't know. I'm guessing they knew at that time that they probably would be without their linebackers. But he talked about, you know, where they go after this, where they go with the possibility of not having those two guys out there in the linebacker position.
Yeah, I mean, again, everywhere that we play, that's part of what we do and part of the mantra. Honestly, it's going to probably be like this for as long as you're covering football and as long as you let me coach. So, yeah, we feel good about all the guys, and it's been a really good start to the week so far, just in preparation. And whatever team we're able to field out there, we'll be ready to go.
All right, there it is, that next man up mentality that the Texans have. And they've had that, and they've actually done pretty well with that since D'Amico Ryans has gotten here with injuries. But when you talk about the opponent, this is a tall task. I guess I will go here with you and the people. You can jump in on this as well. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, jump in on a Football Friday. When you look at this, Clint, we're talking a starting corner out. What'd you say? Your top three linebackers in a two-linebacker system. They're out. You're going Jake Hansen and Neville Hewitt. A little few things like this, you wonder what this means for Frank Ross and special teams, because those are big-time special teams guys that are now your starting linebackers. So how does that change there? But we ain't going to talk about no special teams like right there in this opening block. Y'all can do that. But Do you think DeMeco needs to make major changes of how he approaches this game defensively because of these injuries? No safety, a safety out in Jimmy Ward, but we've seen Bullock kind of fill that role a little bit more. But these are a lot of guys they have out. In your opinion, do you think they've got to make some pretty major changes of how they approach defense?
No, I don't think you make major changes. No, I don't. I think if anything, you keep it simple, right? I mean, you got backups in there that you want them to play fast, and just generally speaking, when backups are in the game, simplify and play fast, play downhill, be physical, and give yourself a chance. Now, these are backups that have been in this program as long as the starters have been in the program, so there's no reason why they shouldn't know any and everything and be expected to mentally be on the up and up with this defense. There's no reason things should slow down. Look, I'll be honest with you, as we talk through it. Now, do I think that, let's just take Christian Harris completely out of the conversation, because Christian Harris wasn't here anyway, and you just look at the two linebackers that have been there, Henry Toa Toa and Azeez Al-Shaair. I don't think either one of these guys are on the same level as those two guys are at all. But when it comes to playing the run and playing downhill and being physical, I think Neville Hewitt is as physical and a good a run stopper as anybody in this game. I'm sorry, on the defensive side of the football at the linebacker position. Now we can get into the coverages and how are they going to fare, you know, in the zone coverage.
Do you help them that way? Yeah.
There's some things there that you could, like, I'd understand maybe having some concerns, but when it comes to first, priority number one is for the Texans, and that's stopping the run. I don't know that Neville Hewitt isn't going to be as good as anybody out there at getting downhill and being physical. He's an absolute headhunter. He's fearless. He's reckless. Very much like Azeez Al-Shaair in general. Very much like this year. Now, does he have the instincts? I don't know that we've seen enough to say that. I don't think he's on their level quite yet, but I do think he can play comparable linebacker as it pertains to stopping the run. So, it's definitely a concern, because hell, anytime you're that deep on the depth chart, there's a concern. But I'll tell you, man, I'm not as concerned as one might be, given that you got to play your fourth and fifth best linebacker in the game against Green Bay.
Yeah, listen, he's been super super aggressive. Yeah. Him and Matt Burke. Up to this point, and I like the thought of, hey guys, play fast, let's not do a lot of thinking, but I also think you got to protect these guys like Ross, who's going to be the second corner, who you could see that the Packers trying to get after. The tight ends have been really good for the Packers. You could potentially see a matchup with Jake Hansen and Neville Hewitt if those are the guys inside. I think you want them to be aggressive and play fast. I think Kate Stover said that with us yesterday. But I also think you got to protect them and not put them in positions to where they get hurt. I think before we'd say, hey, I think there's a reckless and aggressive can be real close to each other depending on the personnel, right? Yep. I can say really aggressive with Lassiter and Stingley, and then it could be reckless with Ross or whoever else.
Here's the deal, Ron. They're going to get got in the run in the play action game. Take it to the bank now. If Tyler, if you've got a prop of these linebackers getting got early in this game on a very specific
prop.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's impossible, I got that one. that'd be a tough one to find. But if there were one, I believe they're gonna get got early in play action. Now that's
interesting you said that. I heard Leroy Butler, who covers the Packers, Hall of Famer, he said it's not about the yards for the Packers, it's about the attempts and how often they run the football so they can get to play action. That's what it is. Yeah.
Well, they're going to look, like I said, this group's going to be really aggressive versus a run, and they're going to get got in the play action game. I mean, I think the starters would get got in the play action game. I mean, it's one thing. Usually when we talk about play action, right, we think that the C.J. Stroud to Nico Collins, the fake toss and the long run fake, and then he drops back and throws the deep bomb over the top. That's not the action that I'm talking about. Now they'll hit those too, but the action that I'm talking about is that just slow action, ball in the belly of the running back out of gun, and then he comes up, almost an RPO type action, if you want to call that a play action, which it is. That to me, that's the quicker actions. And then just popping the ball over the head of the linebackers in front of the safeties. I mean, that kind of stuff is where I think that that the Texans are going to be
vulnerable, yeah.
Right, and with these guys, and really with anybody in there. I think the Packers have gotten everybody that they play that with that particular action.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.